The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've been championing people's causes and claims and injury claims for over 30 years. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims, and we've gone through that process, and we're still doing it. We're glad to do it. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. When you've been injured in a car accident, we covered the fact that it can affect you, it can affect your whole family, it can affect your monetary and financial well-being. If you don't have a lot of savings, if you're out of work, what do you do? Listen to our shows. We try to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company. That's what this is, a fight between you and the insurance company for the person who hits you. And what happened to that person? They just usually go on their merry way. And people ask us that all the time. Our clients ask us that all the time. What happened to the person who hit me? I haven't seen from them. I haven't heard from them. All I hear from is this insurance company. That's right. The insurance company is in the driver's seat. They make all the decisions. They decide if they're going to pay you any money. Any money. They decide how much they're going to pay you. The at-fault driver makes none of those decisions. The insurance company decides what attorneys they're going to hire to fight you. What doctors are going to hire to fight you? You can win this war, but you can't win it without knowing what to do. You can win this war. Give us a call at 303-795-5900 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. I'll tell you what, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have all of our 6 books there. You can download a free copy of any of our books, an e-copy. Download it right there. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900 and we'll be glad to do that. Now, Brad and I, with all this years of experience, we've helped a lot of people, but it's come to our, you know, we come to the conclusion over the years that there are certain myths in this business. There are certain misbeliefs. There are certain things that people think are truisms that are not true, and you need to know what those are. Once you know what they are, you can fight this war. You can win this war. So, Brad, let's start with the first one. We're talking about myths in this business. You know, one of the myths always is, well, you know, I'm injured. Why do I need a lawyer? I don't need a lawyer. I'll just write a letter to the insurance company, or they've already contacted me.
Well, yes, the insurance company probably has already contacted you. They're doing so they can get you before you talk to a lawyer. We've said many times on this radio show and a number of other radio shows that we do, that when you go to talk to the insurance company, the thing you want to do first and foremost is talk to a lawyer first, or tell them you don't want to talk to them until you talk to the insurance company. Now, this may not be true with regard to adjusting the claim on your car, although more and more it seems like it's true with regard to that also. As a matter of fact, I can't believe how many cases we get as a result of the way the insurance company treat somebody when they're just adjusting the claim on the car. But if you think you're going to be able to get a reasonable settlement proposal or reasonable settlement just by sending a letter or being nice or talking to the insurance adjuster, you have to understand the insurance adjuster's job is to get rid of your claim for a very little amount of money, for the lowest amount possible. They don't really care how you're going to live with it, how you're going to recover from it, what you're going to do. That's the same thing with regard to the car. They don't care if the amount they're offering you is not enough to pay for the car. They don't care if they if you need more money to handle whatever kind of leasing of another car you have to do. They don't care about any of that. What they care about is getting you off their books for as least amount of money as possible. And so, just thinking if you're nice to them and you're reasonable and you talk to them is going to get you anywhere, it's not. It's not going to get you anywhere at all. All it's going to do is get them leading you down a path that you probably don't want to walk down.
They really want you to fall into that trap. And the trap and the myth is, well, if I'm injured and I write the insurance company a letter, and if I'm reasonable and if I seem to be reasonable and if I talk to them reasonably, then they're going to give me a reasonable settlement proposal. They're going to give me a reasonable payment and compensation for my injuries, damages, and losses. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. They're going to be friendly to you. They're going to try to get all the information from you. And if you've ever watched or listened to or heard about any of these conversations, they try to get all the information from you and not give you any information, like the statement from the driver who hits you. They have a statement. They don't want to give it to you. Why not? Like, they don't want to give you the insurance policy limits. The policy limits on the amount of money that the insured person that hits you, that caused the accident, has on their insurance policy. Why would they not give this? This seems fair. This seems reasonable. So the first myth, right, is if you write the letter to the insurance company and you treat them reasonably, they're going to treat you reasonably. You know, Brad, they always look for excuses, and we preach this all the time. So think about this and hear what they say. If there's not much property damage in your case, they say, well, you couldn't be, there's the excuse. You couldn't be injured because there wasn't much property damage. Or if there's a lot of property damage, they say you didn't go to the doctor enough. Or they say you went to the doctor too much. Always looking for an excuse.
Well, they never run it both ways. If there's not much property damage, then you couldn't have been hurt very bad. That's the premise they'll start with. If there's a lot of property damage, could you have been hurt bad? According to them, no. Then we still don't believe you can be hurt very bad. So to them, the fact that there's a crash probably means you weren't hurt very bad. They don't care really about whether or not you're hurt very bad. What they care about is where they can find excuses to argue to people that you weren't hurt and that you're not hurt. So don't buy into that situation. Don't buy into that belief that you've got to be nice to them, you've got to agree with them, and as they adjust your car and they try to keep the payment, the repairs as low as possible. If you don't find the undercarriage damage to your car, if you don't find the problems with the frame to your car, they're not going to find it. They don't care about that. As a matter of fact, like you said, you know, the last thing in the world they want is to be facing a claim where the damage to the car went from a couple $1,000s to $6,000-$8,000 because there was frame damage. They don't want that. That's going to be something that hurts them as far as having to pay you more money and gives a in their mind an excuse to you. Not a reasonable statement, but an excuse in their mind to you that you could have been hurt because now their minor damage accident turned into one of moderate or major.
I'll tell you what, you know, you don't need to think. It's a myth also that you think, well, wow, I better sign their documents or they're not going to settle with me, or I better give them a statement, or I better give them whatever they want, whatever they ask for, and they say they're going to send me a questionnaire. I better fill out that questionnaire, or they're not going to pay me for my compensation. I better be friendly to them. I better give them everything they want. Absolutely not. You just listen to our shows or come in to see us for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Anytime.
And you know what the letter is that you send to the insurance company? Most of the time, that's Exhibit 1 to them, or that's an exhibit or a statement against interest that they're going to use against you, because they're not going to look at the parts that where you're saying you're hurt. They're going to look at whatever is in that letter that they can use to say that you're not hurt or your injuries aren't that bad.
And they try to construe it that way, so it's not just an innocent undertaking. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get a free initial consultation. Call us right now if you've been injured, 303-795-5900. We do all kinds of cases. We do workers' comp cases, injury cases, car accident cases, truck accident cases. You know, the trucks are governed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. You need to know those. Your attorney needs to know those. You give us a call, 303-795-5900. Get our book called Legal Game Plan. You need a strategy. You need a legal game plan. It's all free right on our website, and you get a hard copy at our law firm at 303-795-5900. All right, so you don't have to sign all the releases. That's a myth. You don't have to sign their documents. You don't have to be extra special nice to them because they're trained. They got their own script right in front of them, written questions, written documents. What are we going to ask for? What are we going to get from the at-fault party? What are we going to get from the injured victim, you? And you don't have that. So you need that. You know, that's the biggest myth, I think. And the other thing, Brad, is people say sometimes, well, I don't really need to hire an attorney. I'll just deal with the insurance company and see if I can get this done. And they love that. And some insurance companies used to tell you don't need an attorney, but they got an injunction entered against them and they can't say that anymore.
Well, you know, I just dealt with an insurance company who things obviously didn't go that well by the time we got through. But the insurance company said that they don't like the people getting hurt. They don't like it when the lawyers get involved, and they don't like the lawyers to be involved. And therefore, they were being, as I would say, more stingy, but they were saying they didn't want to pay as much, not because they thought the person wasn't hurt as bad, not because they thought the person wasn't entitled to the damages that were being discussed, but because the person got a lawyer. And so in their mind, they were taking an attitude of, I think that we don't like the fact, or this adjuster didn't like the fact the person went and got a lawyer, so they weren't as friendly. Well, that's not the way it goes. They have their lawyers. So they think they should have their lawyers, they should have their training, their experience, their background, they should have everything they have, and they should have you without a lawyer, without anybody, without an educated, knowledgeable person who's been through this process. You don't want to live with somebody like that. The minute they start saying that kind of stuff, you need to hang up and go get the lawyer.
Right. You need to hire a lawyer right away. You know, it's free. You can get a free initial consultation. It's a no-brainer, right? You get a free legal game plan. You know, we're the only law firm that published a book called Legal Game Plan. Brad and I put our over 30 years of experience into this book. And it can't cover every situation, but we cover it with you when you come in. You need a legal game plan or a strategy on how your accident happened. You think, well, that's strange. I already know how the accident happened. No, not according to the insurance company. They're going to attack it. They're going to try to blame you for part or all of the accident. You need to know that. You need a game plan for your own injuries, right? You need a game plan for your strategy with the insurance company, how you're going to recover, why you're going to recover, how much money you're going to recover. Call us right now, 303-795-5900. We're the only attorneys that do these shows. We're the only attorneys that have done them for years. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Turn your dash camera on. Get your camera ready. We're going to talk about accidents. We are accident and injury attorneys. We've been doing this for over 30 years. You can put our experience to work for you and your family and your financial recovery and your financial health, your emotional health, your physical health. We'll handle your case, 303-795-5900. We also do workers' comp cases. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. And Brad and I have done cases all over the state of Colorado, every four corners of the state and all in between. We've done jury trials in Durango. We've done them in Steamboat. We've done them in Grand Junction. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. You need somebody on your side. We're talking about myths in the injury cases today. What are the myths? What are the misbeliefs? What is it the insurance companies want you to default to, like a computer, and take advantage of you and say, wow, maybe I better cooperate with the insurance company on this point? You know, another myth we hear all the time. I can't tell you, and Brad probably say the same thing. I can't tell you how many people come to our law firm and we get an email and we set up an appointment. We get a phone call. We set up an appointment. And the story is pretty much consistent. When they've tried to deal with the insurance company themselves, they always say, you know, Brad, they say something like, well, the insurance company won't cooperate with me, or they keep dragging me, dragging it out, or they won't return my phone calls, or they delay it, or they won't pay my medical bills, and I don't know what to do.
another problem you face with insurance companies is they try and get on it right away. They try and get your statement right away. A lot of times before you have a chance to think through it, relive the crash that occurred, relive what happened. A lot of times when they're hoping, because they know sometimes you don't notice the pain or you don't do anything about the pain or you don't notice the injury that's causing the pain for a few days, maybe even a week or two after the crash. They know that. They know that their best chance of getting you saying, it's all right, or everything is okay, or it wasn't that big a deal, and downplaying the situation. They know their biggest chance for that is right away. But they also know that if they delay you with respect to the other aspects, they'll send you out documents right away to sign so they can get your medical records. They can get your medical information. They know they need to jump on that because they know the minute you get a lawyer, the lawyer's going to go, whoa, wait, we're not doing that. We're having a different process here on what records you can get, what you can do with them, how you can handle those, and how you can publish them. But they also know if they delay you long enough with the fear of what goes on. Listen to our last show. Go back on our website and get our last show about the fear that sets in for a family. They know if they can play on that fear, they've got you in a situation where they've got a bunch of information right away that's going to allow them to defeat your claim. And they now know that if they play a bit of a waiting game until you get desperate, you're going to make a deal with them.
Right, and that's what the delay is. You know, we call it the three Ds in our law firm, Bell and Pollock: delay, deny, and defend. And they don't want to pay. You know, think about this. Sometimes they have conversations with injured victims before attorneys get involved. They say, I know you're hurting for a little bit of money. We can get you some money. We can send you out the papers. We can get you this settlement, small settlement. It's fair. Well, it's not fair, but they say it's fair, and that'll get you some money. And if you sign off and your case is over with. And in 6 months, a year, you're still dealing with this. But you took the money because they played on your financial fears. They played on your financial needs. You need a legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. I mean, that's why we created that website. It's a tremendous website. championsofthepeople.com. It's got a lot of information on there. It has accident information, truck accident information, car accident information, workers' comp, improper drugs, pharmaceutical devices, medical devices. And you can read about it right there. You can contact us for a free initial consultation. Okay, so another myth in this business. We're talking about myths and injury cases because we don't want you to fall into these traps. Another myth is this accident was not my fault. I was at a red light. I was stopped. I was rear-ended. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Surely if I fill out their forms and questionnaires, they're going to be fair and pay me. And that couldn't be further from the truth, Brad.
No, that's exactly right. They'll try and find something you did wrong, or they'll try and not pay you. Now, and I know you can be sitting there going, you know, this is the kind of contradiction we hear from these radio shows and from these things. You know, one minute we hear the insurance company tries to rush a settlement, then we hear they'll delay you. Then we hear that they'll try and pay you a low amount. Then we hear they won't pay you anything. I hope you're starting to get the picture. And what they're doing is they're trying to put together whatever procedure they can that will get you into a low-paying settlement. And the way they do that and what they do with that is they establish contact and find out where you're at. They want to know where you're at. They try and get information about you in one form or another that allows them to figure out who you are, what you're about, what you're facing, what will be the situation, and what they can do to try to place you in a position where they can, where you're needing to take their deal, or you're going to take their deal without having advice of counsel, without having somebody there to actually help you, without having somebody there to give you to tell you what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be or what your rights are. So they try and just they'll use whatever strategy they think is best. And you know, you have to understand, once again, they've been through training to figure this out, to find out. So if you're a person who is struggling mightily with regard to the medical expenses, and they think they can wait until the medical expenses get to a point where the doctors and hospitals and other healthcare facilities and people are really pushing on you to pay, And then that's when they're going to start saying, well, let us step in and make a settlement with you so you can get this money to pay for these doctors right now who were about to harm your credit, or for the hospitals who are about to harm your credit and are going to report you to credit agencies. So that they'll delay until they see the right time, and then they'll try and throw a settlement down on you that gives you no real opportunity to make sure it's fair and it's appropriate and to properly address your injuries.
Right. I'll tell you what. Think about it like this. If the insurance company has no information about you, what do they need? What do they want? What are they looking for? I mean, don't you think they're looking for a weak point? A weak point or weak points, plural? Don't you think so? Look at it like this. You're talking to the insurance company. You haven't had a lawyer yet. You haven't talked to a lawyer. Didn't hire a lawyer. You're talking to them. You've been injured. You were rear-ended at a red light. And so they know nothing about you. But they have to know. They've got to know to take advantage of you. They've got to know to try to adjust this claim and to minimize the payment and reduce the payment to you. So what if they're talking to you and they say, well, you know, this accident, how did it happen? Do you mind if I record this statement? Very, very nice and nonchalant and friendly, right? And how did this affect you? Are you treating with the doctors? Did you ever have a neck injury before? You see where these questions are going? But watch this one right here. Watch this one right here. Well, you say you can't work. I just asked you if you could work a minute ago, and you're not able to work because of this accident. You say, no, I'm not. Well, how long have you been off work? Well, I've been off work since the day of the accident. Well, is that hurting you financially? Boom, right there. That's where they're going to get you. Is this hurting you financially? Well, yeah, it sure is. They know. They understand that you're a candidate for maybe a quick settlement. You're a candidate to sign off on their papers. Let me send you some papers. Let me send you some questionnaires. Well, what about you? What about your injuries? What about your future? What about your family? What about your money? What about medical bills in the future? What if you're going to need more conservative modalities of treatment? What about all of those things? But they've already found a weakness in you, right? Then they say, well, you say your neck was injured, but did you ever injure your neck before? Well, yeah, I think I might have gone to the chiropractor, 4 or 5 years ago. Boom, there's another one. And so the myths are, I can freely talk to the insurance company, and they're going to pay me because I was cooperating. So, you know, Brad, that happens all the time. You got to be careful about it. You don't want to sign their forms. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and there's a button there you can hit as to what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster the very first time. Another question we get all the time, Brad, is, well, aren't they going to pay my medical bills as I go? They hit me. They injured me. They rear-ended me. Let's talk about that a minute.
This goes back to a situation where, once again, if they can't get you to take quick money to release all of your case and be done with it, then the next step they do is they want to get you into a situation where your medical bills aren't getting paid, where you're having these mounting medical bills, where that you need to do something to get your medical care, but then again, you don't have the money for it. And they like nothing better than to know how you're paying for your medical bills. Because if you clue them off, well, I'm getting them paid through my MedPay, or I'm getting them paid through health insurance, they put it down in one category. If it's a situation where you're saying, well, I don't have the health insurance, they put it down in another category. If you put it in a situation where you've got a high deductible, if you tell them that, they put it down in another category, because they start recognizing what kind of mounting pressures you have and what's going on. The answer is that they don't have to pay for any of your medical bills, and they usually won't. As a matter of fact, I've thousands of cases that I've handled in my office. I don't know that they've ever been willing to pay those medical bills as you go. It's been a situation of, we're not going to pay those medical bills. So until we determine a settlement amount and what's going to be the settlement, and then they're going to give you money and say, here's a release you have to sign where you promise to take care of these medical bills, that we have no responsibility for them. So no, they're not going to pay your medical bills. No, as you go, they're not going to do it at all.
No, but is there a way to win all this? Yes. Can you win all these points? Yes. You just have to know what to do, right? You just have to know how to get from point A to point B. Yeah, how to navigate the insurance maze, right? Give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. If they're getting the information from you to discover where you're weak, where you're vulnerable, if you had an attorney, that's why they don't want you to hire one, they have to talk to the attorney. Your attorney's not going to give them all that information. Your attorney's going to do the claim the proper way. Bell and Pollock. Give us a call, 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are Champions of the People. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to find. It's information loaded, all for you. All the books are there, all that information for you. You know, we wrote one book on the Colorado Definitive Guideline on car insurance in Colorado with picture examples of deck pages, arrows pointing to the right important parts of the insurance policy and the deck page, recommendations on what you need to do. And I've said it many times, if you want my own personal car declaration page, insurance declaration page, I'll give it to you. Just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. Right before the break, we were talking about medical bills. So one of the myths is I was injured. It wasn't my fault. The at-fault party's insurance company is going to pay for my medical bills. They're not going to pay as you go. They're going to pay for them at the end in a lump sum payment, but they're not going to pay as you go. And you say, well, why not? Because you should have MedPay with your own car insurance company. And you say, wow. And Brad, this is another trap people fall into. You say, wow, all right, I can submit my own medical bills to my own MedPay car insurance, and they're going to pay my medical bills. And so that'll be just automatic. And in the last few years, it's not automatic. It's anything but automatic. And all of a sudden, you're in a fight and struggle with your own insurance company to get your medical bills paid. So let's talk about that a second.
Well, you face this situation when you're dealing with these people. And when I say these people, I mean insurance adjusters, is the insurance adjusters are looking at ways to put pressure on you, on what they can do to put pressure on you. There's a lot of actors in a personal injury case, and all these actors come to the forefront when you start dealing in a personal injury case as far as what they're trying to do and how they're and what their financial motives are. And you have to understand the financial motives of these factors, of all the financial motives, every financial motive, there's only one person in the of all the actors, except for yourself, of course, that is concerned about getting you money, and that's the lawyer. That's it. I mean, the lawyer you hire is the only one who cares about getting you money. The rest of them don't really care about getting you money. They care about getting themselves their money or about being protected, about what's going on and how they're going to be able to pay you the least amount of money as possible. When you start getting into the medical bills, you get into that quite fast, because all of a sudden you're getting these medical bills, you're getting these deductibles, you're getting these charges that are adding up, you're getting all these this mounting pressure. And I can't tell you how many clients I've gotten, how many people have come to me and they've said to me, if the insurance company would have just paid my medical bills, I wouldn't have had this problem. I wouldn't be here with you. I wouldn't have come into you at all. I wouldn't have had any dealings with any lawyer. I wouldn't have needed a lawyer. And their overriding goal is to just get their medical bills paid. And the insurance companies are looking for ways to either avoid paying those medical bills or paying a reduced amount on those medical bills. And so they start from the beginning trying to put you in a situation where, A, you don't have the money to pay those medical bills, and that way they'll want to, you'll want to deal with them and get this thing done. And B, they want to pay you, they want to pay less than what the doctor is charging, because they don't think they should have to pay the regular fees of a doctor or the regular amounts that the doctor is paying. And C, they want to put you in a situation where you're not as apt to go to the doctor because of that copay, because of the additional money. Now, every time I go to the doctor, I got to give the doctor $20, or I got to give the doctor $40, or I got to pay a copay, or I have a $7,000 deductible, or I have a family deductible of $13,000 or $14,000. And so I can't keep going to the doctor and running up this deductible and running up these bills, and running up these expenses. I can't keep going to the doctor and doing that. You think you've done the right thing by having health insurance, and then you realize with all the deductibles and copays, you really can't afford to be going to the doctor all the times that are necessary, and the insurance companies know it.
You know, one of the things we preach is that you got to be aware that when you submit your medical bills to your own car insurance company, you might be getting in a fight with them. They are looking for the same thing. We've seen it time after time after time. It almost becomes a situation where you can't believe it. You paid your premiums for all these years with your own car insurance company. They have MedPay. You bought MedPay. You listened to us. You got the highest MedPay you could afford. You got over the $5,000 minimum, statutory minimum, and now they're fighting you on your medical bills. They give you EOBs, explanation of benefits, where they say we're not going to pay this bill. This service was not reasonable. Your doctor said it was reasonable, but they say it's not reasonable. Your doctor said it was necessary, but they say it's not necessary. Because they now take your medical bills and feed them into a computer program, and they hire third-party agencies. Listen to that. Third-party agencies. So when you're dealing with your own car insurance company and you're feeling great because you've had this car insurance company for years, company XYZ, you find out that they've hired a third-party company you've never heard of to adjust your medical bills. So there's the fight. And they start to not pay and create excuses. So you need to understand that, right? So, another myth. Let's talk about another myth, Brad.
Let's back up one thing. Every time your insurance company that's supposed to be protecting you uses a third-party entity to adjust your medical bills or to deal with your MedPay, consider it bad. That's it. Consider you have a problem. The only reason that third-party entity is there is so that it can save the insurance company money. That's it. So if, for instance, if you all of a sudden are trying to do your own claim, and sometimes when you're buying your insurance, ask, on my MedPay claim, when you're buying MedPay, who's going to adjust my claim? If they say, you know, if it's a company, they say, well, Auto Injury Solutions, okay, figure it bad. Okay. Why would a company like State Farm or USAA or any insurance company instead of setting up their own system and their own people to adjust your claim, go hire Auto Injury Solutions? Do you think the person who was saying, or the person from Auto Injury Solutions saying hire us, walked in and said, hire us and we'll give your insureds and we'll give your MedPay people, your own insureds, the ones you're supposed to love so much, do you think they walked and said, we're going to give them more money? We're going to cost you more money? You're going to pay us, plus we're going to be more generous? Or do you think they walked in and said, by hiring us, you will pay less money. You will save money. You'll have a greater profit. That's the way they get hired.
Think about that. I mean, the company we're talking about on that part of it was AIS, Auto Injury Solutions. It's a third-party company. They work for USAA. But take any third-party company. They pitch themselves to the insurance company, hire us to adjust the medical bills of your injured insureds, you, the person that was injured in the crash, you, hire us, as Brad just said, because we're going to save you money. How do they save money? By attacking your medical bills. What does that do to you? What's this picture look like? Now you're in a fight with your own insurance company, and you didn't even understand it was coming. You're in a fight with the at-fault party's insurance company. You're now in a fight with your own insurance company, and you got to fight everywhere, all the time. Remember the 3 Ds, delay, deny, and defend. So if they delay your medical bills, maybe you won't go to medical treatment. Maybe you won't go to the doctor as much. Then what do they say? The at-fault party says, you didn't treat. You didn't go to the doctor. We're not going to pay you. This becomes quite complicated. If you've ever listened to our shows, if you're listening to this one right now, it becomes quite complicated. Can you win this? Yes. Call us right now, 303-795-5900. All this experience for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. 5900. It's a no-brainer to come to us. It's free. It doesn't get any better than that. And I've said many times, Brad says it, we don't just give you a 10-minute consultation. We give you a meaningful, significant, free initial consultation and a meaningful, significant legal game plan for you. You know, so the fights can be won. And we said all the time, you have to understand the fight to win it. You have to understand the strategies to win it. You have to have a strategy to win it. Brad, let's talk about another myth in this business. Another one. People always say, and they come in and they say, well, I've got full coverage. I bought full coverage. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, the state minimums in Colorado, like the $25,000 for liability coverage, $5,000 for med pay, that is not full coverage. There are many things you have to understand about full coverage.
Right. You need a good insurance person. And Gary and I have made a living actually suing insurance companies. The insurance companies try and structure that, and they've been successful in structuring it, so it looks like you're suing a lot of individuals and a lot of people, but actually it's the insurance company behind it that's placed their person in a position where they are being sued, and it's the insurance company who is actually going to be the entity that's going to be paying the money. But your insurance agent has to be good an agent. And that good agent has to get to know you. They have to understand you. They have to know where you're at in life and what you're doing and why you want certain coverages and what coverages you want and what's best for you. What kind of profession are you on? What kind of money do you have? What kind of assets are at risk? How can we make sure that you do, in fact, have full coverage in relationship to you, not in relationship to what the state minimums are? Because the state minimums are just that. They're state minimums. But the state minimum of $25,000 in the event you're in a crash to take care of the person on the other side. That can be so little money. It's amazing. By the time you start talking about medical bills and you start talking about ambulance rides and you start talking about emergency rooms and you start talking about regular care and consistent care that has to go on every week or every month for a period, and you start talking about injections and you start talking about surgeries and you start talking about lost time from work, all of a sudden you're saying, man, that $25,000 I had to protect the person that I hit and to protect my assets against that person coming after my assets is nothing. And you turn to your insurance agent and you get no response.
Yeah, so full coverage is a myth. You have to understand what full coverage means. All the categories, not just a couple of the categories. You know, if you just need information, you can call us. You don't even have to have an injury claim. We'll help you, right? 303-795-5900. That's the only attorneys I know of that make that offer. We do a Saturday morning show at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday at 6:30 a.m. dial. KHOW, to answer people's questions. The only law firm I know that does this, and we've done it for years. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Because we're champions of the people, we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. You know, I tell you what, when you sit down to make a recipe, do you follow the recipe? Do you use the right ingredients, the right amounts of ingredients, the cooking instructions? Same thing for a legal game plan. You've been injured, you need a legal game plan. You need to understand what the steps are. You need to understand what the ingredients to success are. You need to know the steps, the sequence of the steps, what to do and how the insurance company is going to try to beat you with their own insurance game plan against you. You need your own legal game plan. You can't guess. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You have legal game plans and you have game plans in sports. Sometimes the game plans have to be adjusted at halftime. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We have a legal game plan for you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about emergency room visits. We're talking about car crashes and your injuries. When you go to the emergency room, it's a traumatic event. You're probably not thinking clearly. You need to remember to try to tell the doctors all your legitimate symptoms that you're feeling. Many times, the symptoms get missed. They get missed in the ambulance ride. They get missed once you get to the emergency room. You don't remember to tell them about your ankle or your low back or your hip. They're concentrating on your neck. Maybe they're worried about your spinal cord. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed. They're doing MRIs. They might do a CT scan. The insurance companies try to use these records against you when you're in your weakest moment. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we do cases for years all over the state of Colorado. We can help you in a workers' comp, a car crash case, a truck crash case, a bicycle, a hit and run. We wrote a book on hit and run. Guess what the title of our book is? It's called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, because they are cowards. They hit people, maim people, kill people, and leave, which are felonies. That's the criminal side of it. The civil side of it, you're left by yourself. We've done shows on what you need to do. We're not covering that again today, but you can get our book, our website, championsofthepeople.com. I want you to think about something for a minute. I want you to analyze this. Are you ready? The insurance company and you have this relationship. You're talking to them. And we've said for years, we said today, that they want information from you. And they want to discover a weakness. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you're only working part-time. Maybe you need money. There's a weakness. Maybe you had a pre-existing neck condition, but now you're going to need neck surgery. So they're going to use the pre-existing condition against you. There's a weakness. But they need this information, right? And why do they need it? Because they want to get leverage over you. Leverage to navigate this insurance claim where they reduce your payout or minimize or not even pay you and delay you. So if you had an attorney with 30 years of experience plus, you have your own leverage. You can fight this fight. You can win this war. So don't think, and they want you to think, I don't need a lawyer. I don't even need to talk to a lawyer. They're going to be fair to me. It's going to happen. And I've been injured, so I deserve compensation. Brad, let's talk about that a second.
Well, you can't just think that you're going to walk into a court and you're going to win the lottery. You can't think that you're going to walk into court and or even you're going to get an attorney, you're going to win the lottery. You can't think that you walk into court and the juries are just going to hand you money and there you go. And it's all there for you. And you can't think that even if you bring a lawyer into the jury's going to hand you money. These are false pretenses that I'm sorry, but some of my colleagues tend to make people feel. Now, you know, when you listen very closely, a lot of times they'll say, well, the past results don't indicate what the future results may be. Or they'll say, you know, your case may be different or whatever it is. You're darn right your case is different. Your case is unique. Your case is different. Your case has different values. And the fact that everybody can point to, and all lawyers who've been doing this can point to big dollar cases they've had where they've had great results, doesn't mean that you are going to walk in and get the lottery or get great results and you're going to get good money and the jury's just going to pour out money to you. That's not the way it works. And those hooks to try and get you to come to their firm or to try and get you in, no doubt, lawyers who've been doing this, our firm, all the firms have had great results in different cases. But that's not why you should be coming to a lawyer. Yes, you want a lawyer who's got experience. There's probably 20,000 lawyers in this state, and even some of them who don't do regular personal injury, some of them, they believe that if they could just get that personal injury case, they're going to make all sorts of money because they believe that that's the way it is, too. You just pour out money on an injury. That's not the way it works. I'll say it again. You've got insurance companies. You've got adjusters. You've got defense lawyers. You've got quality, hardworking, very good people on the other side. And when I say very good, I mean very good at their jobs on the other side that are working very hard to keep you from getting money. Rarely is there a situation where somebody just lucks out or it's so stunning that you get these huge amounts of money for something that's not deserving. That's a myth, folks. It takes lawyers who are willing to work and do things and work hard to get you. Now, Gary and I have spent years trying to explain to you the different aspects of a personal injury case, and we've done it over the radio. We haven't said, come in and talk to us, come in and see us before we'll tell you anything. Instead, we've told you freely. We've told you on these radio shows that we pay for it to be able to tell you this. And we do that because we don't believe that you should be hooked in and having to come into our office and high pressured to sign some kind of fee agreement before you have the basic knowledge information of what you should do.
I'm telling you what, I was talking to somebody recently, and I've had this happen in my career many times. And so they're going through, and it's a very complicated situation. It seemed easy to them. They tried to deal with the insurance company. They kept saying the insurance company delayed me. They denied payment to me. They won't pay for this. They won't pay for that. I can't even get them to return my phone call because they already got the information they need. They already got it from you, right? How many times do we have to say this? You're not going to do that. Then this person said to me, I explained what we can do, spent over an hour with them. This is we want you educated. This is what you should do. This is how you do it. And they said, you know, this is such a relief. I didn't know this existed. I feel so relieved I have somebody on my side. And as Brad said earlier in today's show, who's the one person on your side that wants to get you money, that wants to get you recovery and paid for and legitimate compensation? Your lawyer, not the insurance company, not the adjuster, not the insurance company doctor, not the insurance company lawyer, your attorney. And if you got to concentrate just on you and your injuries and your treatment and not worry about navigating this insurance maze, not worry about all these legal problems, wouldn't that be wonderful? 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we will help you any kind of case. Done injury cases for years. Another myth, Brad, and it always drives me crazy. Another myth. I'm an injured person. I'm a claimant. I'm a plaintiff, whatever word you want to put it on. I'm an injured person. I am guaranteed compensation.
Oh, that just isn't going to happen. There's no guarantees in this business, and there's no guarantees that you're going to get compensation, and then there's for sure no guarantee that you're going to get full and fair and complete compensation. You may walk away believing that at some point, but that's not necessarily true. You may think that when you've dealt with the insurance company yourself and the adjuster yourself, and the adjuster has convinced you that this is the amount you're supposed to be getting, that you've now gotten full and complete compensation. But the job of getting, and the reason you get a lawyer is to find out what that full and complete compensation ought to be. And any lawyer who on the first visit or on the second visit tells you they know how much you should get and what your case is worth is a lawyer you probably don't want, because that is not the way personal injury cases work. The personal injury cases take time, they take effort, they take learning about your client, they take learning about the case, they take learning about the risks involved, they take learning about what might or might not happen in a courtroom, and experience what it might or might not happen in a courtroom, how you can get the maximum recovery for your client. But unfortunately, quite often, the maximum recovery isn't even what the lawyers or you or anybody else thinks is the full amount of recovery.
I tell you what, I was meeting with somebody in the last 1 week, and they asked me that very question. Brad, you just brought it up. They said to me, well, Gary, what do you think my case is worth? And I said, I don't know. And they looked at me with a strange look, and I said, that's probably seems like a pretty stupid answer from an attorney experienced with over 30 years of experience to you. I don't know what your case is worth. But it's true. Because, as Brad just said, we don't know until we get into your case. What was your diagnosis? What's your protocol? What's your prognosis? What are the modalities of treatment? Another myth. If I just don't do anything, Brad, and I don't talk to an attorney, and I don't do anything, then I can always file my claim later. Yes, you can. But the problem is, if you don't take the right steps in between, maybe for the 6 months or 2 months or 2 weeks or 2 years you haven't hired an attorney, if you don't take the right steps in between, you can file the claim later. It's going to be almost worthless in many situations, not all situations, but you have to take the right steps.
You do have to take the right steps, and it's important is to understand what those steps are. understand how your house is going to be handled and what's going to be going on, what the attorney is looking for and what the attorney is looking for, a realistic approach and a realistic way to address your case, not thinking that somehow you're going to win the lottery so that you can be disappointed, not sitting there and saying, well, my personal injury, I've got a personal injury case, and every time I turn on the TV, somebody got $1 million and somebody got $500,000 and somebody got $500,000, somebody got $100,000, and I should be getting that also, recognizing that's not the way it works, understanding what all the factors and circumstances are. And this is something that we've developed in our office for years. And we've spent years on the radio. And if you could go back from the last 10 years and listen to the 500,000 radio shows, we've done at least 1,000 radio shows.
Right.
If you could listen to all 1,000 radio shows, you'd understand a lot of the factors that need to be looked at, need to be addressed, how those different factors work in arriving at what your case is worth and determining the final value.
You know, none of these is a laughing matter, and I got to tell you, this is very serious business. This affects your life, your family, your future, right? But the one thing I do laugh at is the myth, this myth right here. I almost laugh out loud. The myth is, well, I don't need an attorney because I'll just go, I'll go online and I'll see what my case is worth online. That makes me laugh. And that's what insurance companies want you to do. There is so much that goes into your claim, your life, your injury, your medical bills, your future, your family. You need somebody on your side. Championsofthepeople.com. I'll tell you what, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information loader website, and you can get all the information you need right there. All of our books are there. 6 books. We got more coming. Why? Information for you. More important books. You can read them. You can get the flavor of this. We are here to help you. Tell me another law firm that does all this. Tell me another law firm that goes all these radio shows and gives you the information time and time again, week in, week out, week in, week out. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we're here for you. championsofthepeople.com. We've done it for years. We can give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're on your side. See you next week.